ever gets off his, for the minute that ball is tipped off, he is chewing and coaching and chewing on his players. And I mean, you know, sometimes in the back of my mind when I watch Cal lose a game like that tonight, I think in his mind he's thinking this is going to be good for us in the long run.
No, I think so.
You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, yeah, and that very thing that Anthony's talking about, I remember I had the pleasure to have a conversation with Peter Vesey when I was living in New York. And he's like, and that's why John Calipari will never and would never succeed as an NBA.
He's right. Yep, because the pros are going to shut you off. You talk like that exactly. to any pro athlete, and they're going. That's why when people say, "Well, you know, this college coach or that college coach or Nick Saban," men aren't going to let you talk to them like that. They're men. Get out of my face, man! You think you're God? I'll whip you.
I mean, some of those guys.
I'll whip you, you little 5'5" midget. I'll whip you. You little Huey Lewis, you Lewis looking cheating at college recruiting midget. Our next call.
Yeah, you got to have gravitas, and yeah, pros aren't going to take it for long. Well, that's why, I mean, two of my favorite guys in the NBA are George Karl and Scott Skiles, and they invariably wear their welcome out. I mean, hell, Pat Riley wore his welcome out everywhere he's been.
Next call, hello and welcome.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, welcome in.
It's a fake beef.
Hey, fake beef. Welcome in, brother.
Hey, how you doing?
Man, what a great night, huh? Wasn't that fun?
Oh, my God. Oh. Beautiful. You know, what a great game to introduce Coach Barnes to the best rivalry in the Southeastern Conference.
No doubt about that. He even has orange tie on for it tonight.
I'm sure that was the difference, but anyway, it was a terrific game and a great comeback. I can't remember a game against a good team that we've ever come back that far from, especially Kentucky.
Wasn't there one? No question. Now, that's never happened. Was there a game in the Jed years where we came from way back on a...
It was Zerbiak's team. It was the night Hathaway knocked the ball in at the buzzer to win the game.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's 21.
It was a bunch, but I don't know that it was 21.
It's double figures, because... No one knew how good Zerbiak was at the time.
No, uh-uh.
Yeah,
no.
Then the next year he scored like 100 against us up at Oxford.
He went off.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, we scored like the last 15 points of that game. I want to say the deficit in that one was 14. We might have scored like the last 15 to come back.
You know, I remember King Grunfeld when they played at the last game at Memorial. They came from 16 down in the second half at Kentucky. And won the game in overtime.
Wow. Oh, but those people up there were furious.
Yeah, it was a good way to usher out Memorial for Tennessee, who kind of had Kentucky's number at the time. We were beating them consistently every year.